On Monday, we read from your emails. A lot of you wrote in about our program last week on how stores draw customers in during the holidays, especially about the newly remixed versions of the music of the season. Lee Winters wrote to tell us that the updated versions are a welcome addition. I'm too old for it, but I love techno, hip-hop, lounge, you name it, she writes. I've stood in the juniors department in Macy's waiting to find out who that was on the video and then bought the CD. Love or hate the music, though, most listeners agreed it's too loud. From Sue Lewandowski, I like all kinds of music, but I can't endure Old Navy for more than a couple of minutes. They should consider handing out earplugs at the door. And from Melody in Jacksonville, Florida, a friend was recently in American Eagle, and the music was pounding. It was a weekday, 10 o'clock in the morning. She went to the cashier and told her that the only people in there at that time of day on a school day were mommies, and that the loud music with the loud bass was driving them all away. During our segment on credit cards trumping checks as the most popular form of payment, Doug Munch of Cheyenne, Wyoming, wrote to say that he's among the converted, but there is a downside. I forget to order checks, he said, and I needed to write a check for my daughter's fundraiser. I had to write an IOU instead. We received a lot of questions during that show, and since there are still 12 more shopping days left, we've invited back Liz Pulliam-Weston, MSN's columnist for personal finance, and good to have you back.
Thanks, Neil. It's good to be here.
Our first question is from Ken in Arizona. He wants to know if merchants can attach a fee to credit and debit card purchases.
I've heard of that happening, but it really is not in their own best interest, particularly on a debit card, because they pay a lot less when you put in your PIN number on that keypad.
Mm-hmm.
They pay maybe anywhere between 5 cents and 20 cents for that transaction, as opposed to an average of 60 cents or even more if you use a credit card. So I would say if you got a charge from a merchant to try to protest it, if the charge came from your banks, there's not much you can do because a lot of banks do charge for debit card transactions.
Well, Tom Chowers of Edgerton, Kansas, says he objects to using debit cards like credit cards because if your card is stolen and used, you're out of your money. If your credit card is stolen and used, you're just out of your credit line. Is that true?
That's a common misconception. That's the way the law technically reads, but if you have a Visa or MasterCard logo on your debit card, which most of them do, those two networks have extended their zero liability policy to cover debit cards as well as credit cards. What that means is if you promptly report the theft or the fraud, you have no liability at all, so the money will be replaced into your account within a couple of days.
And since we spoke last week, we noticed one more toll of the bell for cash and checks as we know them. The Salvation Army is now accepting plastic.
Isn't that amazing? It's like you can go everywhere and you don't need to have cash in your pocket.
Liz Pulliam-Weston, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Liz Pulliam-Weston is a personal finance columnist for MSN, also the author of Your Credit Score, How to Fix, Improve, and Protect the Three-Digit Number That Shapes Your Financial Future. She spoke with us by phone from her office in Los Angeles. And we end this week with an email we received during our interview with former President Jimmy Carter. Jessica Spiegel of Portland, Oregon, shared this remembrance. When I was very young, she wrote, I made a red, white, and blue potholder and promptly decided it should be a gift to President Carter. My father grabbed an envelope and addressed it to the president without looking anything up. I remember being absolutely stunned that my father knew the president's address. At any rate, I actually received a nice letter signed by both the president and the first lady thanking me for my gift. It's my earliest political memory and still a very fond one. If you have questions, comments, or corrections, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is totn@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.